You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. The American Heart Association and its Syracuse chapter are backing exercise and activity recommendations just released by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. WAER's Chris Bolt reports they come at a time when many people are not exactly focused on their health.
Cold weather, holiday meals and treats, celebrating the season doesn't exactly make many think about exercise. But the Federal Health Agency just released guidelines about how much people should be active for good health. Cardiologist Dr. Rhea Chacko finds in her patients the same thing as national studies, that only about 20% of women and 25% of men get anywhere near the recommended amount of activity.
I find the ones that do exercise have the health benefits. Their blood pressure is lower, their pulse is lower, they have less cardiovascular complications, their mental state is better, they have less anxiety, less depression, less inflammatory markers, their diabetes is better, and it doesn't take a lot.
The main change in the health guidelines is time. Chacko notes in 2008 the recommendation was 10 minutes of working out a day. That's changed to 150 minutes of activity a week to get the health benefits she mentioned, or she breaks it down to 30 minutes five times a week. Of course, many are hearing this saying, where will I find 30 minutes a day? I don't have 5 minutes. Chacko has found moving the gym experience to her home is just one way to find the activity or exercise time.
So you can use social media, you can use a Fitbit, you can use videos, DVDs, your iPhone. So now the excuses are not as prevalent as they were when we didn't have access to resources that you could use at home.
And she notes activities can be mowing a lawn, walking the mall. For someone mobility impaired, maybe swimming or a dance class. The best way to stick to it is to find an activity you already enjoy. Chacko agrees any increase in activity is better than none, especially for those who are sedentary. And she has a good reason to start right away.
Well, I say this is the best you'll ever be. Today is the youngest you'll ever be. Tomorrow you're going to be older. You're just going to age. So what are you waiting for? What excuse do you have? And if this is your best time, why don't you take advantage of it? So yes, you're going to have some indulgences, but everything's in balance and moderation. And the way to maintain it is to do, regular, consistent activity.
The new guidelines include suggestions for weight and strength training, as well as modifications for intense activity. Chacko is the president-elect of the local Heart Association chapter. She has one more heart-healthy recommendation that applies to this time of year.
The other important thing, I think, for health these days in our society is stress modification. So exercise is great to release stress, but also focusing on other activities, yoga, meditation, mindfulness. It's a balance because if you don't take care of yourself, no one else will.
The American Heart Association has adopted the exercise recommendation as its official guidelines and says it will work on programs and policies to help people get more physically active no matter where they live. Chris Bolt, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.